Saturday, 16th of March, 2024, may be today. For it seems to me unreasonable to send a prisoner and not to specify the charges against him. Acts 25:27. In the previous verse, Festus noted that he had nothing certain to write to Caesar concerning Paul. Hence he was looking for something to write based on the examination. With that, he next says, "For it seems to me unreasonable to send a prisoner and not to specify the charges against him." Paul's appeal to Rome placed Festus in a most embarrassing position. How could he send him to Rome without submitting a reason for sending him? Paul was tried by him, and yet he still found no way to specify any charges with which to justify elevating the matter to Caesar. But Paul is the one who had appealed to Rome for his protection, which was based on Festus's suggestion to have him taken to Jerusalem for inquiry, as Jerusalem had no authority over him, and especially because they had failed to make any valid case against him, there was a vacuum left because of a person who had appealed to a higher authority, while at the same time there was nothing with which to justify such an appeal. For this reason, Festus's words that it was unreasonable to send Paul as a prisoner to Rome are perfectly stated. Not only was it unreasonable, but it was also quite possibly career-ending for him. And yet, Paul had to be sent based on the decision of the trial. Life application. It would make no sense for Festus to send Paul to Rome as a prisoner without charges laid against him. He would arrive in chains with a guard next to him. They would ask, "What has this person done?" When the guard says, "I don't know, they didn't give me a reason," it would cause a giant stir. If you send the message of Jesus out to others, saying you are his bondservant, people may say, "Why are you telling me this? What authority over you does a dead guy have? How are you going to explain Jesus' authority to them?" It may seem like a silly proposition, but it is exactly why Peter says, "But sanctify the Lord God in your hearts, and always be ready to give a defense to everyone who asks you a reason for the hope that is in you, with meekness and fear." 1 Peter 3:15. Their response may be, "You claim to have a hope, you state that Jesus is your Lord, and you are his bondservant, and yet you cannot explain why? What kind of hope is that?" It is up to us to not only know these things are true, but also how to explain to others that they are so. It can be hard at first. People ask unexpected questions that you may not be able to answer. You might feel silly when you cannot reply properly, but that is okay. The next time, you will be prepared for that answer. Another unusual question may arise, but don't worry. Eventually, you will have an answer to every question that comes your way. We all have to start somewhere, so don't be afraid to start. Tell others about your hope. Unless they hear, they cannot also share in it. Glorious Lord God, give us the inner desire to get the saving message of Jesus out to others. Help us to not be timid or reticent. Instead, may we be willing and ready. There are people who need to hear this word. May we be a part of sharing it. Yes, Lord, help us in this noble endeavour. To your glory we pray. Amen.
I think it is foolish to send a prisoner to Caesar without telling what the charges are against him.
Acts 35, verse 37.
Acts 25, verse 27.